5 seconds left to go in the second period.
It was big. You know, we're not going to deny that because, you know, you give up a goal in the last a little over a minute, I think it was, and you think you're going to be coming in the dressing room down by a goal. This is an easy building to play in to start with, so it was disappointing when they took that 2-1 lead, but the score of that goal just gave us some more life and came in here, and knowing that you're in a tie game, it comes down to the last 20 minutes.
On Pando, did you know going into the game that you might use him on the PK if you had to, or did you kind of watch and see how he played?
Oh, no, he's been in every penalty kill meeting we've had all year, and we have those in the morning, so whenever he's been at home, he's come in and listened, and so he knew exactly what he had to do. So he's a great penalty killer. It just again, we've got some guys that have done a good job, and you know, for me, in his first game, didn't want to give him too much until I had to. And the plan was, if one of our penalty killers was in the box, he was going to be doing it. So that's why he got that opportunity.
Marshawn mentioned that a couple days ago you guys had some kind of a meeting about the power play. Have you seen, was anything different stressed that's been going on since then, or was it just kind of telling them to relax and do their thing?
Well, after we're done here, I'm going to tell him that he's got a loud mouth. But other than that, no, he's been, we just had a meeting. We talked about it, and, you know, there's a lot of pressure that comes from the outside, and there's a lot of pressure that comes from the inside. You know, guys want to do well, but at the same time, I think it's important to understand that the how we execute and how hard we compete is what's going to make things happen. And we needed to move the puck a little quicker and crisper, and you know, last couple of games have been better. But again, you know, you don't want to get carried away with that stuff, but you want to kind of build on it. So, you know, we capitalized on our only power play tonight, and that was a good sign. Turned out to be the winning goal.
Is that the best all-around game for Bork?
Oh, no doubt. I really liked his game tonight. I thought he was a real good player. He had good legs, competed hard along the walls and everywhere else, had some good chances. So, and that's why I put him up there with David Krejci, because in my mind, he really deserved to be there the way he was playing tonight.
Good to see Sagas get a goal that's a little on the gracier side there, redirection, doing something in front of the net to try to sort of kickstart his offense a little bit.
Yeah, and I thought he's another guy that I thought played well tonight. You know, you look at that, and then you look at the back check he made when he had his stick down to break up a play, and, you know, that's what he's capable of doing. And, you know, he's a good player, and he's still a young player, and, you know, he just needs to build confidence in wanting to do that night in, night out. You know, you got to be willing to put the work in, and then all of a sudden, you know, the skill just kind of takes over. So I thought he responded well tonight in a game where we really needed him to be good.
Was that just shortening the bench for the defenseman there in the third period? I noticed Dougie maybe missed the odd shift there.
No, you know, I shortened my bench up front. We shortened it a little bit in the back end. So, you know, we've been, unfortunately, in a lot of tight games lately. And, again, I thought at the first part of the first period, we had a lot of great opportunities and, again, came out with nothing. You know, so, again, we're going to be in some tight games because we're not scoring goals to the rate that we should right now, and so it becomes an issue near the end of the game where you keep shortening up your bench.
Dougie Hamilton got his first goal the other night, first NHL goal. Are you anything but happy with the way he's played in his rookie year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why he's in the lineup every night. You see so many good things, and he's a young player that's still learning, and you know, there's going to be bumps along the way, and we understand and know that, but he's been more than good for our hockey club so far.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.